Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 508, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 12, White Thunder Part 2.
It aired April 24th, 2004, written by Doug Sloan and Jackie Marchand, directed by Charlie Haskell. Part 2, historically speaking, not the best ones.
No. Well, is that true, or was that true one time, and that we just keep harping back on that one?
Well, I know it was true for the entirety of season 2, which I believe, conservative estimate, had 96 multi-part episodes.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
I definitely know that there were at least two solid examples in season 2, maybe early season 3. It was late season 2, early season 3, one or the other, where you could take out the second episode and literally nothing happened because they start in a place, they escape, and they end back in the same place so then they can finish it. And nothing was gained. I feel like our shortest episode ever was the episode where
nothing happened.
Rocky, Adam, and Aisha were in a cave. They broke out of the cave. They ended up back in the cave. And like, that's literally the whole plot of the whole episode.
If you skipped it, you would never know.
You wouldn't know. It wouldn't.
Because the third part and starts where the first part ended.
Yeah, and when they were filming in Australia, it happened in, I think it, I can't remember. The other one was definitely season 2. This one, I don't know if it was early season 3 or late season 2, but they were filming in Australia for the movie, and there was like the monster house where Zed and Rita were like renewing their vows or something, and they started in the basement, they escaped, and they ended up back in the basement of the monster house. And so literally the same thing. You could just skip it. You literally wouldn't be able to tell. And I'm hoping that this one isn't like, oh, we lost all our powers, and then they get their powers back, and they lose all their powers again right before the end. That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
So, if you're new here, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is a Wednesday episode, so, like, who knows what this is going to be like, y'all? Who even knows? What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And I feel like I'm kind of quiet, so I'm going to adjust my microphone. And if I'm louder in a second, that's why. All right, I'm back. And I think I'm louder.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Josh, do you want to go watch this episode?
I do.
All right.
Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched White Thunder Part 2. And good news, I have good news to report. It did not start and end with them losing their powers.
No, it didn't.
Also, I have some bad news to report. The thing where they lost their powers last time, unrelated.
And doesn't matter. I guess they didn't, though.
I feel like I know what happened, but I don't feel like Power Rangers cared about what happened.
It was just like an energy drain, right?
Yeah, it's like it's just an energy drain so that he could put it in an egg, and that's it. HeyJakeAndJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of the podcast up through Lightspeed Rescue. There's also an archive feed. There's several archive feeds. Well, there's an archive feed. You can get the link to that on our Twitter. There's also two classic feeds, which are updated up through TERP, that you can go and listen to in various podcatchers. We're on email. Oh, I'm falling apart early on this one. We're on email, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Apple Teeny Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Pod Boys. I'm trying to make a Lost Boys joke about those terrible children. There's a subplot about terrible children in this one.
Yeah, subplot. So yeah, I guess that is the right term. Yeah, unrelated plot. Basically.
There's a secondary kind of other thing happening that I can't wait to talk about. Honestly, we're on podboys.com. It's where podcasts that get lost and never grow up go.
Bangarang,
bangarang. Eat the gack. What was their food? Their food was like,
it was fake. It was imaginary.
It was imaginary.
You could only see it if you believed in it, I think, is how it works.
I think so. But when they did see it and believed in it, it did look like divinity.
Like it's just like mashed potatoes with Skittles in it or something.
I feel like it was all like mashed potatoes, but like with food coloring. So it was like, this is mashed potatoes, this is green, which I used to do as a kid. And my parents, it drove my parents crazy. But You got to eat blue mashed potatoes. That was pretty cool, huh?
You probably bought that purple ketchup.
I'm confident that I did. I didn't put it on my mashed potatoes, but there was green ketchup too. The worst part about the colored ketchups, only 90s kids remember the color ketchups. And here's a fun story about them, is they were never, like, they were all poison colors, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the reason that, like, blue is an unappetizing color is because it's, like, the color of a lot of molds. And so when you see that, your brain is like, that does not go in your mouth.
I shouldn't eat it. And, like, purple is like, this is what? Also mold. And green is like, this green is when a thing has gone bad. Like, that's how you know that it's green now and shouldn't eat that. And so all those old colored ketchups, pretty poorly marketed, though, to be fair.
It worked for a lot of kids. I never fell for it.
We bought a lot. Oh, we fell. Scoot and I fell hook, line, and sinker for it.
That's the generation gap, I guess. The three years between us.
Speaking of old things, I got a new thing. I got a sweatshirt from Angels Lane. Did a release of like a merch line designed by this guy named Jonesy, who's like this very good designer. And so I got the sweatshirt. And the problem with sweatshirt is that it's not a zip-up hoodie. It's like a pullover, and I hate pullovers, but it's my girl Angela's, so I had to get it. But in the package, it did come with some Dunkaroos. He put Dunkaroos in there for me.
Are they from 1996?
I didn't look at the date, but they did. Dunkaroos are back, baby. I don't know if you know this. I haven't seen them in person.
Ecto Cooler came back, but nobody carried it. The companies just tell you the thing is back.
Did we not get some Ecto Cooler when it came back? I know we got Surge.
We got Surge. I remember constantly looking for Ecto Cooler and never being able to find it. But Doritos 3Ds are back. We have them at my Walmart.
Hell yeah. I love those big, chunky, air-filled Dorits. I'm pretty stoked about that. I didn't know that was back. But yeah, Dunkaroos came back allegedly. And this is the first time I've seen them. It's because someone sent me them with a sweatshirt.
Is it an Amazon exclusive like Surge was?
I don't know. That was wild, huh? See, well, Surge now you can get in other places because there's a Dollar Tree across the street from Walmart, and you can get Surge there.
We have them on like a weird side cap in the freezer section. Like, they're not in the freezer, but they're on like a rack hanging next to the freezers.
They're separate, and it's like you have to know where to look for the Surge.
Yeah, it's the tall boys of Surge that you can get in the freezer section of Walmart if you know where to look.
You got to know a guy to get the big cans of Surge. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, that would help us out a lot.
If you want to leave us a rating, review, or a Surge, in any of those places.
I'll take it. They're loaded. Josh, I don't know if you noticed, they are loaded with carbos.
I'm ready. I could use some carbos in my life, I think.
Sometimes I could also use some carbos. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. We are over 900. Our milestone goal of 900 bucks, we kind of popped off over the last couple of weeks because of the Pokemon World Tour Mystery House episodes finally going up, I'm assuming. So, Josh, you know what that means.
I don't. Was 900 a thing?
It was.
Oh, what was the thing?
So we got to watch 5 more episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills, my man.
I can't believe people have done this to me.
I can, and I thank them. Every day.
Okay. You sent that to me, right? I have that.
Yeah, you have your own copy. There are at least 2 copies that people in the world own, and one's at my house and one's at your house.
I'll trust that it's over there. I can't really. There's a lot of stuff in this room right now. While the Christmas decorations are out, this is kind of like the
stuff
we had to move out of the way. So I can't see it through the rocking chair right now, but I'm sure it's over there.
I promise you that you have it. It might be
in
your spare room.
I know you sent it to me, but maybe it left.
I don't think so, because when I was there, I saw it with my eyes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was only in September or June. That was only in June. So, look, Josh, if I gotta buy you another copy of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighter from Beverly Hills, I will. They're like $6.
You got $7 to spare.
It might be up as high as $11 now, which I still think is a steal for twice
every
the price.
Every time you buy one, the price goes up.
Yeah, because
this is in demand now. We've sold 2 copies.
Someone wants this.
2 of our 5 copies have moved out the door.
The answer is that yes, it is in demand. Buy me. I would love the rights to them. DHX Media, who is now Wild Brain, you can change your name, but you're not fooling me.
We'll find you.
They make so many cartoon shows. They have this whole animation studio up in Canada. They make the Carmen San Diego cartoon for Netflix, a couple other cartoons. I follow the only hashtag brand I follow on Twitter because I'm waiting for them to slip up and mention Tattoo Teen Jelly Fighters. They'd be like, let me make it. I have a pitch ready to go. Please.
I think they're just sleeping on it. I don't think they're going to do anything.
No, that's
every
what's the most frustrating.
Every time you buy it, they get like 12 cents and they're like, oh, what's this from?
Someone has to notice.
Do we own this?
Hey, everyone. For me, go buy a copy of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. I want to move the needle on this property so I can make a second season of it, which I think would do very well in this weird nostalgia for literally anything day and age.
Make a dark and gritty version.
That's kind of the plan. It would still be stupid, but it would be like updated stupid and a little bit more real. And
where would you put the backslash in that title?
Oh, well, you would obviously it would be tattooed backslash teenage alien fighters.
and then it would end there, too dark, too many backslashes.
We don't even care where they're from anymore, Josh.
They could be from Beverly Hills.
They could
That's
be from
out.
Anywhere. It would be a direct continuation 26 years later.
Get all the same actors.
I would get them back to play like people around. Like Smellington would be a teacher, and Drew would be one of the kids, like aunts. Like they live with their aunt Drew now. And Nimbar, the voice actor for Nimbar has passed away. So I would get a new voice actor to play Nimbar's like weird what? Spawn.
Okay, I don't know the prices, but what if we just cameo David Fielding and make him just read the lines?
I mean, can I tell you like part two of this?
When you buy a cameo, do you own it?
You own it, I feel like, yeah. But here's the thing.
Is that a way to trick someone into voice acting?
A little bit, probably. But it's prohibitively expensive, I feel like, because you only get like 30 seconds for like $100, depending on who it is. I don't know what
the... Some people do like minute to 2 minute long ones.
I think it just depends on like what they're feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's prices vary. But here's the thing. I would just hire David Fielding. There's nothing saying I can't hire Zordon to be the new Nimbar, right?
That's true.
There's no law. I would hire so many old Power Rangers actors to be on Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills too. People would love it. I'm telling you. Wild brain. I'm available. I don't have a job right now. We're stalling because not a lot happened in this episode. Josh, do you want to talk about it?
I guess if we have to.
We do. I don't think it was bad. I don't think it was entirely necessary, but I don't think it was a bad episode.
I wouldn't say it was a good one. I definitely think it brings down the overall between one and two. If we have to rate it as a group,
really,
I think this one trends it down. Maybe not a ton, but it just definitely doesn't move it up at all.
I thought this one was mostly neutral, except for, and maybe I'm just more enamored with the really dumb part of the weird Lost Boys saga that is unnecessary and will not come up again. Because it seems like that's the only complete story they told in this one.
Yeah, but it's just a goop joke. Like,
it's a bulk and skull get slime joke.
Yeah,
like,
it all leads to a slime. So.
Yeah, we start off with the White Ranger. He's blasting an egg. This egg looks like
say
him.
It. Can you say that on TV? On TV for your ears?
On TV for our ears, maybe. On real TV, who knows? This is too hot for TV for your ears. He's blasting an egg with power. And so he's like, I absorbed all this power and now I'm giving you my energy. And I think that's what happened is he just absorbed the energy out of them so they couldn't maintain the morph and they didn't lose their powers because that will not come up. They will morph just fine later and they don't even talk about it. So, but he's putting the energy in the egg, trying to awaken it. The egg looks like a Digimon egg,
a Digimon egg that hatches into the White Ranger.
Yeah,
kind of,
because it's got
like,
the snake. I meant to say tiger, but I said snake instead. That doesn't happen very often, I imagine.
Probably not. But yeah, it's like got his same pattern on it, and the like little like gems or holes. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be on the egg, but they're like red or that dot around it.
They looked like eyes, but I don't know how many there were.
Well, maybe this is the head version of the Digimon.
Maybe. So that's a stage two Because stage one, the baby stage, is just like a lump. It's just like, here's a lump.
It's just a circle with a smiley face on it.
It's just like
this,
like,
could be anything. It's just it's just silly putty.
It's just like, here's mold. Like a sugar covered jelly donut, but with eyeballs. It's Digimon.
I love jelly donuts.
But real ones. We cut to cyberspace. Cassidy comes in. She's got a CD. She's got a compact disc with some footage on it. And she's like, Devin, I got it. I got footage of the White Ranger. And he's like, where did you get that? That nobody had it. She said, I bought it from a kid at the grammar. She keeps saying grammar school, which is the wildest way to say elementary school. I don't know if that's regional or not.
Maybe that's well, it can't be a New Zealand thing because this is made by Disney, an American company.
It was written by Americans, so maybe they called it grammar school.
Maybe. Well, I think old people call it grammar school, so that seems...
That tracks.
To track, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I bought it from a kid at the film department of the grammar school.
That's not how that works.
Devin keeps trying to be like, that's not how that works. But she keeps talking over him, and that's just, she puts it in... I guess, like, all the computers there have these, like, CD readers that, like, are, like, half attached that pop up, and I love old technology like this. It just,
like,
looks so goofy. Yeah, it's like a Discman, but it reads your CD-ROMs. So you can play Reader Rabbit.
So is that a CDR plus or minus? That
oh, who can
that
tell?
You have to read?
Who even knows the difference between those two things?
I don't think there is one. I think it's a trick.
I think it's marketing, yeah.
Because when I worked in electronics, anytime someone would ask me that, I'd be like, your computer can take either. And they never brought them back, so.
No. And it's like, well, which one is better? You'd be like, well, the plus one, because that one's got a plus on it.
Yeah, is your computer from, like, 1965? No, you can take any of them.
Yeah, if does it have a disk drive in it, it can probably handle it. It's a blank CD. You could probably. So she pops it in, and it's him in a made-up White Ranger costume, which, seeing as the White Ranger appeared yesterday, this is an impressive, like, quick job of getting
it's
this.
It's pretty close.
It definitely
it's a
looks
close
like
approximation.
A...
Yeah. But he has like a face shield, like a huge face shield on.
Yeah. And he's
like
just
Darth
him...
helmet levels of big on his
it
head.
It is enormous. It's just him jumping around, and then he like lands and like flips the face shield up and is like, sucker. And then she's like, I'm going to go kill a child.
Devin's like, maybe we shouldn't kill children. And she's like, he's dead.
He's dead. Sorry,
he's going
Devin.
Down.
But Devin's like, yeah, I see. I thought this might be the thing because there is not a film department at grammar schools. They are babies. We cut from there. Or no, we don't cut. They're leaving. They walk past Kira and Ethan coming in. And they're like, oh, what are they doing? And they also walk out the door and just slam poor Trent behind the door.
Devin also says, like, see you later to Kira and Ethan when they come in.
Yeah, because he's like a friendly, nice guy. And I like that.
He's like, hey, she's dragging me off somewhere where I probably don't want to be again. I'll see you guys.
I'm probably being an accomplice to a kid murder. I'm sorry if I never see you again. So they leave. They slam past. So Trent is like stuck behind the door and he looks over and he looks rough.
He looks tired.
Yeah. We cut inside and Haley's like, hey.
But he also... He gets hit by the door, and his reaction to that is, what is with this bracelet?
Yeah. Does he know he's the White Ranger? I think not, right?
I don't think so. I think it, like, overrides him.
Yeah. So, inside, Haley's like, hey, have you seen Trent? Because he's usually not late for work. And then Trent comes up to, like, 1 inch behind her and is like, Haley, I'm here. Also, he looks like he has the flu. So, if I were Haley...
Yeah.
I would send him home immediately. But she's like, are you all right? And the answer is clearly no, no. Haley.
And he's like, no, I'm going to go touch a bunch of food and serve it to people now.
And she's like, okay, good luck. Then Ethan and Kira get beeped. Oh, no, sorry. Before that happens, Ethan's like, you look like Grapples Hook. Gripple Snook?
Gripple Snorf? Something? I don't know. I thought he was talking about like the wizard from the game he played, but
yeah,
he's not.
But that was Beldorf.
Yeah.
So
this is his brother Gripple Snorf.
Gripple Snorf. And he's like, what is that? He's like, yeah, he's got like black eyes and yellow teeth. And if he looks at you, if you look at him, he spits acid at you and you die. And Trent's like, I'll keep an eye out for him. But in real world, I need to get back to work. So him and his flu go ahead and touch everything.
Yeah. And Haley feels like she needs to explain to Ethan that if he did run into him, he would not be here.
Yeah, he'd be acid. He'd be turned into acid.
He
mush.
Would be dead. You,
yeah.
You dumb gamer. What
you
do you
idiot?
What do you
no,
think?
No gamers allowed. And then Kira's like, "Don't worry, she's That's why her name's on the building, is because she's smarter than you.
Okay.
That seems unconnected. Also, they get beeped, and so they leave. And then, like, as soon as they leave, Trent, like, stumbles and drops a whole plate full of drinks. And he's like, sorry, I'll clean it up. She's like, no, dog, you gotta go.
Yeah, he, like, face plants on the floor, and she's like, if you didn't want to bust tables, you could have just said so.
And he's like, I should clean it up. She's like, no, I'm going to clean this up. And he's like, no, but I got it. And she's like, look, I have a very strict glassware budget, and I can't lose any more this month. And he says something about, like, how she's smart, and then she's like, thanks, I'll let my parents know that my MIT education did not go to waste. Now, pause. She met Tommy in college.
At MIT.
Did Tommy go to MIT?
Went to Muscles in Training.
The Muscles Institute of Technology.
Headmastered by Jason Lee Scott with the muscles and the power.
Does the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have a paleontology department then? In this world?
I feel like, maybe not in the Power Rangers world, but I do feel like that's a very technical field of study now.
Yeah.
I don't know about then, but also Haley is good with, like, computers and robots. So.
And no, it makes perfect sense that she went there, but met Tommy in college.
Maybe she started somewhere else and then went there for grad school?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know if that's how that works.
I don't either. I went to a film
school. I don't know if MIT is a grad school. I went to community college.
I don't know. We don't know about colleges here. Also, can you think of a less East Coast person than Tommy Oliver? Because I don't think I can.
I don't know. It's tough.
Because, like, Jason David Frank is, like, from Dallas or somewhere around
there.
Yeah. Tommy is, like, a California.
I don't know. Chuck Norris maybe comes to mind. That's maybe it.
So we cut to Tommy's lab. Him and Connor are there. Ethan and Kira come in. And they're like, hey, we came as soon as we could. What's up? And they're like, we found an egg. And we don't know where it is, but we do know where it is. I'm a little confused on the egg topography.
Yeah, I don't know.
He has a video of the egg, and he's like, look, I'm at the egg. And then there's another video of a different egg, like one of the dinosaur eggs, like the side zord eggs. And they're like, this is like so many eggs. And Ethan's like, do you think this is what Easter looked like a million years ago? And everyone's like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
Shut up, Ethan.
I actually really like, I don't know if this version of Ethan is the word I'm trying to, is like what I'm trying to think of. But like when he's not actively being a dink and he's just like kind of an idiot who knows computer, he's not like smart, right? He just knows about video games.
Yeah.
Like he's like a nerd, but he's not actually smart. I actually like that about, I think that's a nice twist on Ethan. Because like, Easter is about Jesus, and he was not around a million years ago, as far as I know. So,
well, I don't know. How old is the Bible?
Oh, at least 40, 45 years old, probably. It's before our time.
I have done some research.
Okay, did you find out if there was Easter, if dinosaurs did Easter?
Or no, I'm still looking at MIT. MIT is they do have graduate programs.
Okay, so she went to a school here, wherever Tommy went to school, and then went to MIT to finish.
Now, he is a paleontologist, right? That's like what he says, right?
Yes, he is a doctor of paleontology.
Okay, because is anthropology dinosaur stuff?
No, that's like old civilizations. And,
okay, because that's like the people. Closest thing. There is no paleontology.
No, I don't know if they deal specifically. That's like human bones. I don't know if they venture into.
It still has like excavation and stuff. So yeah, a lot maybe. Of it's like kind of the same. But I mean, he didn't master in that if he specifically knows like dinosaur stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, the big egg, the white egg that Trent had that he was shooting his energy at, looks like a carrot from certain angles.
There was another egg.
There is a second egg. Yeah, this is a parasaur. Yeah. The regular dinosaur eggs is there too.
It's weird because they're. So, yeah, this is what you're talking about with Easter, I think, and I was looking up MIT graduate programs.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. How did they pick that one up? Where did that one come from?
That one, they just did a scan. They did an egg scan, and they're like, eliminate all eggs that come from chickens, and then whatever's left over, we'll go look into.
This was just so they could set up the thing that happens at the end, but I feel like we're missing the middle of this story.
I feel like, I think a lot of it is a footage match, because, like, the Sentai footage of the white ranger fighting the red and the yellow ranger is here and they got to use that, but that means they can't have the Black or the Blue Ranger there, so they got to split up this way. And I think Tommy's like, you both, either of you will kill Ethan if he keeps asking these dumb million years ago dinosaur Easter questions. So I'm gonna take him with me and we'll talk about dinosaur Easter and you guys can go find the the White Ranger egg. So they split up. We cut back to Cassidy going to a school. Devin's like, hey, we can't just like go to a grammar school and beat up children. She's like, you watch me. And the kid is there and she's about to like grab him, but he's like, look.
She's about to choke him from behind.
Oh, for sure. She's about to Homer Simpson his ass. And he's like, look. And then everyone starts, I think Cassidy and Devin look at what he pointed at. And then all these like 15 kids just start running away. And so they start chasing. Running,
they're skateboarding down big ramps. They're riding weird sailboat wagons. They're
a bunch of lost boy hoodlums is what this is. We cut to Trent. He's walking through an alley. And the first thing I thought was, this alley seems suspiciously similar. I know it's not the same alley because that one was in Los Angeles. This one is in New Zealand. But suspiciously similar to the alley where Tommy got turned into the Green Ranger the first time. It has a very similar vibe.
A lot of parallels between Tommy and the White Ranger. And it is really starting to frustrate me.
It would have been fine. I feel like it would have been perfectly fine if new kid is new Tommy, right? Mm-hmm. If Tommy would have stayed mentor the whole time, and if he would not be a Power Ranger at all, then it would be him being like, oh, this is exactly what happened to me. Like, I know what this is about, right? Mm-hmm. But because he is already a Power Ranger, and then he could, so like, if him being a Power Ranger is on the board, why not make him this Power Ranger instead?
It's a White Ranger, which, like, he's got White Ranger power in him. It is, like, a similar silhouette to the Green Ranger.
Yep. It's got a Dragozord.
He's the Dragozord Power Ranger.
And like, he's like Claire was saying,
he's got a little dagger that he does his attacks with.
He's got a little dagger. He's got the Drago dagger.
It's all here.
And like Claire was saying, like, it would be like really good if like they lost their mentor at some point because he got turned evil, right? And so like they had to like figure out how to be like Power Rangers on their own. And they have Haley.
They should have done with Tommy what they are trying to do with Elsa.
Yes.
Because it also just makes a lot of sense for him, I don't know,
to be two people.
Well, there's all the weird stuff with Anton Mercer, and I'm trying not to like shoot my shot, but like I'm pretty sure we know who he is, right?
I'm putting money on him being Mezagog, but in this episode Anton Mercer does not appear. But in this episode I noticed that in the beginning, first of all, Elsa is in the credits as Principal Randall and Elsa, like Miriama Smith or whatever. So
that's,
they're finally
new.
Like, hey,
she was not both before.
Yeah, so like here she is, it's both of them. But Mezagog is in the credits, and it's like his voice is like, I don't remember what it said, but now I'm gonna look for when Anton Mercer shows up at the end, like, right, for him to be in there, because now that I know that he's been in the whole time, I just never really thought about it because they're the opening credits, so like, you know.
I don't know, it makes a lot of sense for whatever in the explosion happened to Anton. Like, Tommy got off the island, but maybe, like, residually got hit by whatever it was, so, like,
right,
he's still evil. And then, like, Mezagog finds this white gem, and they're trying to open it, but, like, Tommy's the one that goes in there and takes it, and it, like, hostily
activates,
bonds to his DNA. Like, all the same stuff that happens to Trent. Just, like, I don't know. It seems to work really well, and it would have been a good drama, and it would have been a good Tommy story.
Yeah.
But now he's just, like, I don't know. He's the weird dad that hangs out with his teenagers.
Yeah, and like, and again, like, I think this story would be really good if Tommy has to like watch this kid go through all the stuff that happened to him, right? But only if he's not also a Power Ranger.
Only if he doesn't have to kick him.
Yeah, because like, I don't know. But I feel like
I'm gonna kick you till you feel good, and not evil.
I'm gonna kick the good, because that's what my friends did for me. Is, well, no, there was a whole sword they had to break. I feel like that was a different kind of situation, Tom.
I think that's also another thing that the White Ranger is missing, is what is making it evil?
It's just, yeah,
we know he's not going to stay that way.
It's the only gem that just comes evil.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. That makes no sense, but all right. Anyway, so we cut to Trent going through this alley, and then the 15 kids, the Lost Boys, run past him, and presumably Devin and Cassidy do too, I'm sure.
They do. I feel like Cassidy says something to him, but she might also just be like, get out of the way, I have to kill these kids.
Oh, maybe. But anyway, he collapses and then turns, he like auto morphs into the White Ranger. And then we cut to Cassidy and Devin cornering these kids, and this main kid's ADR is fucking wild.
Yeah, so Latasha and us were watching this together again because she's off of work this week.
Yeah.
And this is not a child's voice. This is like a voice actor.
This is a 45-year-old woman's voice. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Easily. And I think what they did is the kid is obviously New Zealish, right? And he cannot hide that.
Yeah, that was my theory too.
So they dubbed him over. But instead of getting a kid to do it, they were like, oh, well, a lot of times women will voice younger children because their voices are a little higher. So like it kind of like matches up a little easier. And they didn't go any farther than that. They just said, woman can't play kid. And so they just got a voice actress who sounds like she is a 45-year-old woman. And so this kid does too. And it is buck wild to watch because it is nothing. It is nothing like this, what should be coming out of this kid's mouth.
No, not at all. And there's a line where he's like, you're old. And she's like, nuh-uh. He's like, you're as old as my mom. She's like, I'm only a little bit older than you. And the kid's like, no way, you're older than my mom.
You're as old as I sound.
It's like a grandma telling her that.
It's like they were like, hey, Nancy Cartwright plays Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, right? We could just do that.
Yeah, but she does a voice. They missed a step.
Do you remember the I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger episode where there was the elf there who I feel like her name was like Wendy probably? And she's like, she had like an elf voice, but it was also like just like a lady voice. And she's like, Santa, you need to get out of here, Buster, to like Goldar or whatever. I feel like that's the same woman.
It probably is.
But that was 10 years ago. So, but then he gives his speech about like, please believe in the youth of the nation and the kids or whatever. And Devin's moved and he's like, I'll be back at 6 o'clock with the real footage. I promise. She's like, all right, fine. I'll trust you.
Yeah. Cause she's like demanding her money back. And he's like, I don't have it. I bought a soda.
Yeah. I spent it on Surge. I'm all hopped on my Surge. Like, you can't stop me.
That's why my voice sounds like this. It's the Surge.
I drank a 16-year-old Orbitz and I'm ready to go.
Some of them got lodged in my throat weird.
Now I sound like my granny. Granny loves Orbitz too. Anyone can like an Orbitz drink?
Anybody like Orbitz? You get to chew those weird yogurt balls. Mmm, I love chew in my water drink.
I love drinking something solid.
Yeah,
that's like a fun time.
It's like a gelatinous solid.
Yeah, so I've had boba tea once where they have like the big tapioca, like egg things, and those are great. But those you're not gonna accidentally like slurp down. You're not gonna drink a boba and be like, "Oops, I swallowed one." But Orbitz is like, just trust the Orbitz.
Believe in the Orbitz.
Believe
Jake.
In that the Orbitz will not kill you when you drink them. Because they are little dinosaur eggs, like from oatmeal, that we put in a soda drink.
You might suck one or two down the wrong tube, but it's just Orbitz, man. You'll be fine.
It's just Orbitz. Trust the Orbitz. So the kids leave. Devin is moved almost to tears. It's like you just watched the fourth episode of Lightspeed Rescue. Cut back. Connor and Kira are looking for the egg. They have the big scanner, and Connor's like, why didn't Ethan come do the scanner stuff? I don't know how to use this dumb thing. And Kira's like, give that to me. And she's like, it's that way. And he's like, okay, cool. So they go. They find the White Ranger. And they're like, you want to talk to him? And like, see what we can do? And then Connor's like, how about instead we morph, kick his butt, and then take the eggs? And Kira's like, that's a good plan. I love that plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
I have a question and a statement.
Okay.
My question is, do you think Kira raided Tori's armoire?
was she wearing a hemp belt over?
Well, I'm not sure. It was definitely like a ropey, hempy accessory, but when it gets close enough to the camera, it almost looks like it's shorts, actually. So I'm not... I'm not sure if it was a belt or if it was two legs of ropes.
Okay.
that she was wearing.
I'll have to go back and look. But here's what I will say is that it is the same production team. And so they probably took everything that wasn't blue or jeans.
Yes. I think Tori's were a lot of white ropes and Kira's here is black.
Okay. So maybe it's one they didn't get to use. I think a lot of it is like, here's some leftover things that aren't blue that we didn't get to use that we bought for Tori. Might as well use them for Kira. It's still early 2000s.
She's so close to having just a normal outfit on.
It's very last time was so nice. It was just like she had like a shirt and a leather jacket and jeans on. And it was like, hey, you look like a person. And then she's like, I am on a TV show. So I got to wear weird hemp shorts.
And my statement is that I appreciate the gumption of Connor, but I don't know what is making him believe they're going to be able to just go kick the White Ranger's butt.
No, they did lose last time pretty handily, and that was four of them, and now there's two of them. But you gotta believe in yourself, right?
That's true. I mean, that's one of the traits of a Power Ranger, is that you never give up.
But
he also says we should morph and beat him up, and Kira's like, yeah. And so they step out unmorphed and yell at him.
Yeah, should we talk to him? No, let's morph and beat him up. Okay, so they step out and talk to him. And then he blasts them, and so then they morph, and then they get ruckused for a while. We cut back to Gog Island, and King Koopa tells Elsa and Zeltrax that like the White Ranger is near or is doing something.
He says he can sense that he's near, and I don't think that's true because none of them are on the island.
No, because you are on an island in the Pacific Ocean, and they are at a garage. So like, that's not the same. But then he's like, they have video. They got like a drone somewhere of seeing the Yellow and Red Rangers get beat up.
Well, Elsa walks off and sits in the chair and like tunes it to the White Ranger station.
She's got White Ranger TV.
She's watching the White Ranger, and she's like, oh, yeah, the Rangers can't even fight this guy.
Yeah, Mezzo's like, is that a bad thing? And she's like, I don't know. is it? And then she gets out of his chair.
Are you trying to trick me right now? I'm not sure.
I can't tell if this is a question or a pop quiz. So then she's like, I know exactly what to do, and she makes a monster. Okay. Is that doesn't help either party, but
yeah, it's weird because Mezzagog is like, you know what to do, Elsa. she's like, yeah, man, we're gonna make like a big metal monster.
We're gonna make a monster. It's gonna be nasty.
Just really break the momentum of the episode and make the Rangers fight it.
Yeah, so it leads to one nice moment, and that's kind of it. So she makes the monster. She makes, and this guy, I don't have a fun nickname for him because he says his name 45 times. His name is Angor.
Yeah, when he comes out, Elsa introduces him as the mighty Angor. Angor.
Angor. Like anger, Angor. But an anchor. Like an angry anchor. And so they just send him down, and he's fully tall. Like they don't have to fight him regular size. He's already big. It's only more fight. I don't know what this is going to do for anybody, but I guess we'll have to see in part three.
I don't, because Mezzagog is not trying to help the White Ranger.
No.
He wants the power back.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's just like, get the Rangers away from him. Like, help him out.
Yeah, because like,
so he can have the time to hatch the egg.
Maybe, but then like, what's that do for you, Mezzagog?
But that's not his plan, because he's mad because like, he's the guy that stole my power.
He took my neat rock, and I want it back.
I was going to put it in my rock tumbler this weekend.
Polish it really smooth. I have a lot of time on my hands.
I don't know where the Mezzagog voice is going.
Oh, and so Haley calls Kira and Connor, like, hey, you got trouble. There's like a big monster. And they're like, oh, we got to kill this White Ranger first. And the White Ranger's like, hey, aren't you supposed to like save the city? And they're like, God, you're right. All right, we're going to go, but we'll be back. And he's like, yeah, whatever, man. And I do like that the White Ranger doesn't seem to want to fight them, like, even though he only wants conflict and fighting, according to Elsa last time.
Elsa was wrong. She's stupid and she was wrong.
She's stupid and wrong. But I also think he's like, hey, you're Power Rangers, right? Aren't you supposed to save the whole city and not just, like, fight one guy in a garage? And they're like, yeah, you got me, White Ranger.
He's not trying to destroy the Power Rangers. He could care less about them. He's just trying to, like, finish what he's trying to do, and he are getting in his way.
He's trying to put that little egg in a hot glass of water and make it a dinosaur.
He's trying to sit on his egg and hatch out a baby.
Yeah. So we cut from there back to the lab, the Mezagog's lab, and Zeltrax is, like, off to the side while they're, like, looking at Angor. Zeltrax is like, I'm going to get the White Ranger, actually. And so he leaves. And we cut to Tommy and Ethan, and they're looking for the other egg. We're at a power plant, and it's clear some of it is Sentai footage, because, like, clearly. And there's like just a big dinosaur there terrorizing all the people, and they all run out, and they turn from Japanese people into mostly white people when they run out. And this one guy stops, and I do appreciate that he's doing, like, a southern accent, because, like, I'm assuming it is easier to cover your New Zealandish accent with
if you're doing another cartoony accent, yeah, instead of just trying to, like, delete it.
Yeah, because, like, and I don't think, like, it's extremely, like, centrist to be like American accents are neutral. That, we sound normal and no one else does.
That's true.
But also at the same time, I feel like on the whole, like, it is, like, considered to be, like, the neutral accent is, like, this generic American, even though, like, there is an even more neutral American accent, like the newscaster accent is, like, actively nothing.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it would be much easier to put to go from a New Zealand accent to a southern accent than it would to go to, like, a New Hampshire accent, for example. But he's doing so, he's like, What are you doing? You gotta get out of here. And then Tommy's like, is there a dinosaur? And they're like, yeah. So they start running towards it, and the guy's like, all right, you're gonna get killed, and then leaves.
It's like, I don't know where you're going, but I'm going the other way. Yeah, so there's a big green dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a parasaur.
It's a parasaur.
Parasaurd.
But they call this one the Parasaurus Zord. Why?
I don't know.
Is it because Parasaurd is too close to Terrazord?
Maybe, but also, like, they have, like, that's just the convention, right? Is you instead of Sore, it's Zord. Yeah. So why wouldn't you just keep doing that? But also, Tommy gets the, like, the wrist plate thing, the, like, new Parasaurd head, and then Ethan goes, why doesn't mine do that? And Ethan, dog, yours explicitly does that, like, three episodes ago.
It did it with the Stego.
We saw it happen on the show recently. Anyway, I
don't want to, but I really just kind of hate Ethan. I'm hoping he comes around, but he's only trending downward. Also for me right now.
Yeah, I think because I want to like Ethan, right? I
want to like everyone.
I want to like everybody.
Some Rangers just won't let you.
No, and I think the problem with Ethan, and I don't, because it's definitely not the actor. Like, the actor is, like, he's charismatic.
He's doing
fun.
The best he can.
Like, he's doing the best he can with the words he's given, but I think it boils down to the old people writing the show have no idea what nerds are like. Just not even a little bit. He's so inconsistent because they don't know how they're supposed to write him.
It's 2004, so, like, the nerds haven't quite won yet, right?
Yeah. Marvel has not put a movie out yet, so
it's still,
I mean, it
just
has,
like,
but...
still just like, well, nerds are unlikable.
Yeah, and this is 2004, so we're, like, a year away from Batman Begins, which is when, like, superheroes kind of started taking over, and the nerds were like, finally, we are...
Well, I thought Spider-Man was before that.
Yeah, but I don't think Spider-Man, like, launched, like, an era quite the same way that Batman Begins did.
That's true.
You know?
But I do, like, think Spider-Man was, like, heralded as the first good superhero movie.
Yeah, even though the first two X-Men movies are pretty good. And Blade also is a Marvel Comics character, and the first two Blade movies rule ass.
Not enough people knew that.
That's true.
They just thought, oh, this is Blade, the original vampire character in this movie.
Right. His line, some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill, is, like, that's gonna last forever. Like, that's gonna be around forever.
I also really enjoy Spawn, but I realize that's an unpopular opinion.
I think Spawn is bad, but not unenjoyable.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love that movie.
I don't know why John Leguizamo plays the clown. It could have been anybody, but I like John Leguizamo just fine, so I'm okay with it.
You can put him in any movie, and I'll be like, yeah, it could have been someone else, but he works.
Have you seen John Wick? Either the any of the John's Wick?
I have not seen any John's Wick.
He plays like a car chop shop guy, and he rules in those movies. He's only in them for like a minute, but he is so good in them. Anyway, Ethan has a short memory, I guess. It's too filled with Grim Snarl lore or
that's
whatever.
That's a Pokemon.
Oh, you're right. Grabblebop, the eyeball acid man. Kira and Connor run up. They are morphed. Ethan and Tommy morph. Tommy goes to fight the Parazord, I think is what it seems like the plan is, while they get in the Megazord to go fight Angor.
I don't... So Haley is like, hey, I sent you him. Here you go. You saw the egg and now I got him for you. Because she pages him or whatever. But like, I wish we could get more than Haley on a video screen saying, I did this. Here you go.
Yeah, like...
Because like, where did this giant Parazord come from?
Well, it came from the egg, right? It came from the other egg they saw. So like, it hatched and they weren't there. So there's just a dinosaur there. But it's not hatched by evil. So they don't have to like telepathically...
The Stegazord was not hatched by evil and they still had to tame it with their telepathy.
Yeah.
Which I think was also not true. It was just a throwaway line.
Wasn't the Stegazord hatched by Elsa though?
No, was it hatched by Elsa or was it like taken by her for a minute? I can't remember. It might have been hatched by her.
It might have been hatched by, I don't know.
I feel like if you had telepathy you would use it more.
If I had dino telepathy, I'd be using it every day, for sure.
If you're like Aquaman for dinosaurs, hell yeah.
Yeah, and there are still dinosaurs around for you to do that too, because what if you had that superpower, but you would never know because dinosaurs went extinct?
You could have it right now.
Oh, I could. Way to go, 2020. One last thing. Got to kick me in the balls on the way out of the way out. I know this is going to air in mid-January.
We gave you dinosaur telepathy. You have it. There you go.
Hey, you always wanted a superpower, Jake. Congratulations. You do have it. Too bad there are no dinosaurs to use it on. Bummer. What a bummer-ass power that I have.
Would it work on chickens?
Next time I see a chicken, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a try.
So I thought he went to go deal with the Parazord. I'm looking at my notes, and apparently he leaves to go find Trent, the White Ranger, and the other egg. I think that's what he's doing. So they get in the Megazord, they fight, they do poorly because it's a big metal thing. It looks ugly as hell. Angor's design is ugly.
Yeah, it's not a charming anchor.
No, and I don't know what part of him is a flower.
I think an anchor monster would be right up my alley, but it's not.
I think what the problem is, we got a boat monster, and that was one of like the best monsters of recent memory.
Yeah.
And like anytime it's anything boat-related that's not as good as Boat Org, what's the point, you know? Why even come? So they fight. Tommy goes to find White Ranger, and he gets close to him. Then he gets zapped by Zeltrax, whose lightning is purple now and not that, like, teal color. And I don't know if that's anything or if they just forgot what color his lightning blasts were from a couple episodes ago. But here we are. There's a very loud... I live in the woods now, and there's someone is doing donuts somewhere in the vicinity, so hopefully it doesn't come through. But if it does, that's what's going on. So they start fighting. Zeltrax gets his butt absolutely whipped like he loves doing, because he sucks, actually. Like, he's bad at fighting.
Or he's bad at fighting Tommy specifically, at least.
Maybe
I feel like anytime you've seen him fight, he just falls down and leaves.
Yeah, well, like we've seen him fight like Connor, right? So he's fine at fighting Connor, but he also had Elsa to help him that time. So like, who knows? But every time he fights Tommy, all he does is get beat up and fall down.
Yeah, I still feel like Connor knocked him on his ass.
Probably. And then he was like, I'll be back. And then he leaves.
So Tommy demands Zeltrax to tell him what this is all about. And I assume he means their rivalry, which I'm just sick of.
Yeah. It seems like Tommy is also sick of it.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're writing that a character is sick of hearing about this, just tell us what it is already.
Trust that the audience might be as well. If you're sick of writing about it, we're sick of reading about it, you know?
Yeah.
So we cut to the Power Rangers, and they do all their things. They do Triceropunch, Tyranno Drill, Terra Rang, and nothing works. And then Angor does his special move where he goes, lasers! And shoots some lasers out.
He shoot to whoops them.
He shoot to whoop. More fighting on both fronts. Eventually, he knocks the Rangers... Angor knocks the Megazord down, jumps up in the air, and goes to, like, five-star frog splash him. But then the Tyrannosaurus mouth shoots fire out of it and knocks him away, and that's pretty cool. Then the Parazord finally shows up and takes over the left arm where the Tyranno drill was, and it's a big scissors.
It's big scissors.
It's a big scissors.
His tail is just scissors.
He's a big scissors, so they cut Angor into pieces.
Just chop him up like construction paper.
Snip, snap, snip. And
turn him into a pentagram.
Yeah. You know, put these pieces back together in a new pattern. More Tommy versus Zeltrax. This is when he like gets knocked down, and then he's like, "Tell me what's going on." And Zeltrax's like, "No," and then leaves.
No word.
No word. Tommy is about to get to Trent as the egg is like ready to hatch, and we cut away because we don't want the drama to land. We cut away to Cassidy and Devin, who are waiting for the kid, and they're like, Cassidy's like, "What time do you have?" And Devin's like, "You have a whole watch." He's like, "I know I have a watch. I want to know if the time is right." And he's like, "I don't know." Because apparently the kid's late. It's like 6:15 or whatever.
Well, no, because Devin checks his watch and says it is 6 o'clock on the dot.
Okay, so she was just impatient then.
Yeah.
So they turn around and the kid is like behind them in the dead end alley somehow.
He like steps out from behind a dumpster, I think.
And I don't remember what he says, but he's like, "Hey, I'm going to get you." Says something about marmalade and hard candies because he's an old lady in the voice. And then,
"Where's my Werther's?"
And then all these kids jump out of 500 trash cans.
So many trash cans.
They come out from everywhere. How did they get Devin and Cassidy? I don't know if they left, but if they didn't, they had to have. Because they're all hidden. They come out, they got squirt guns and Nerf guns and super soakers, and they just start throwing like.
They start throwing the food.
Start throwing the bangarang food at them and squirting them with squirt guns.
They all have like capes and stuff on, and they're all yelling like "Gungala,
Gungala," and they're all lost boys. And like, what? Why? Why does this old granny boy have a bunch of lost boys? What's going on here?
Cassidy is finally getting what's coming to her
for getting robbed,
not catfished, but like bamboozled by this young boy.
This is it's some sort of crime, right? She gave him money for a thing. He did not give her the thing. That's illegal. Like. And then these kids are like, "You gotta trust in the heart of children." And then they come back and they're like, "Gungala!" They just start throwing all the mashed potatoes with the blue cap of it at them. I don't know why.
Who wrote this? Jackie Marchand?
This is Doug Sloan and Jackie Marchand.
Yeah, they must have just watched Hook with their kids or something. And they were like, "We're gonna put that in the Power Rangers."
But like, Hook came out in like 98, I feel like.
I feel like 97? It was even earlier than that. Like 92?
I don't know if it was that early, because I'm going to look it up.
Okay, you look it up. You look it up for once.
Yeah, I will for once. 1991. No, yeah.
Yes, that's old.
That's really old. I still can't believe that movie was directed by Steven Spielberg. That's so weird.
That's 13 years before this Power Rangers.
Maybe it was on like TBS the night before. They're like, "We need a subplot for Devin and Cassidy, and we have to write it today. What's on TV?" Hook. Well, it's been 13 years. No one will remember that. We remember.
What if Rufio sucked and sounded like a grandma?
What if Rufio was voiced by Wendy, by old lady Wendy from the beginning of the movie?
Perfect.
So then we leave.
That's a wrap.
Because that's done. That story's wrapped up. Thank God. And we cut to Trent hatching the Dragonzord. The Dragozord, I think, is
Dragozord. Dragozord. Yeah. So he's not a dinosaur. He's a dragon.
Well, here's the thing about his Dragozord. It is, what if Titanus was also a pterodactyl and not a dragon really at all that I can tell? But
it's more of like a winged dragon and less of a Godzilla dragon.
Yeah, it's less of a Godzilla. And yeah, it's more of like a wyvern, I guess. Shannon will let us know when this comes out.
Yeah.
What kind of Drago he is.
I don't know if a wyvern is the one where, like, the arms are the wings or it has arms separate from wings. I think it's where the arms are the wings.
I think the wyvern is the one where it has arms connected to the, like, the wings are connected to the arms.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's wyvern. I'm not sure. Again, Shannon can let us know. She's a dragonologist. She knows all about it. So then they face off and they're like, are you ready to fight, Power Rangers? And the Rangers are like, I guess we have to be because you have a big dragon there.
He also is sitting on the head of the Dragozord, which is also reminiscent.
This is literally what if the Green Ranger was the White Ranger.
Yeah. Like, I almost wonder if this is supposed to be like an homage to Bai from Jurenja in the Sentai.
You mean Burai?
Burai, yes. Burai.
But then it's also White Ranger who is Ko from Die Ranger, but it might also be even
just
weirder.
From, like, design and theme and, like, starting out evil.
I mean, to be fair, it is the first dinosaur Sentai in 10 years, you know, like, yeah. since Jurenger. So maybe it is on purpose. And if so, I feel like getting Tommy back, maybe someone should have put some dots together. Man. Doug?
Watch the season before you translate it.
Jeepus. But that's so they do a standoff, and that's the end of the episode. Josh, you started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the best.
Yeah, do it. I dare you.
The best. Oh, I'm gonna pick one right now. The best is that lawnmower or something. What a noisy day I'm having over here.
It's a great lawnmower. This sounds so good.
Sounds like a big fart. What?
I can't,
what is the
I can't
best?
Hear it.
What's the bet? Like,
is there one?
Did a best happen?
I don't know. I don't think a best happened.
I know what my worst is for sure, but, like, what is my best? I'm just going to give my best to my kind of new default best, which is, I think Devin's great.
Devin's pretty good.
I just like Devin so much, and I feel like going to give him the best. Because no,
can I not have one?
You gotta have one. We haven't had a worst before, but I feel like you gotta have a best. You gotta at least in the spirit of the show, you gotta reach for something good. I think the best is I do like the dumb scissors.
I don't like the dumb scissors.
I don't know if it's the best though. Oh, you know what the best is? Okay, this is easy. This is a dumb one, but it's easy. The best is the flamethrower out of the Tyrannosaurus mouth when he's about to get frog splashed.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, I think that is it.
Oh, no, sorry. I just remembered the other thing. The actual best is when Kira and Connor get called by Haley, and they're like, we got to fight the White Ranger. The White Ranger's like, don't you guys save the city, though? That's the best part. That's my favorite part.
I'm going to give it to the flamethrower.
Okay. My worst is dumb little granny boy.
Yeah.
Specifically granny boy's voice. The kid looked
like
he was acting.
I think it's the voiceover.
He was acting fine. Like, I couldn't tell because it wasn't his actual voice. So I couldn't tell if, like, there was weird intonation. But it seemed like he was trying. And he was a little scared to be acting, but he was trying. But the voice mismatched the body so poorly that it was distracting, and I'm literally going to think about it for the rest of my days on this earth.
Yeah. There's a moment sometimes in Power Rangers that just, like, lodges into your brain.
Yeah, this is going to be the no way of this Dino is, Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But instead, it's just going to be a grandma yelling Goongala.
Goongala!
Which is wrong, but, like, it's there now forever.
What's your worst?
Yeah, it's that voiceover specifically.
It's so bad. MVP is Trent? We gave it to the White Ranger last time.
Yeah, I'm tempted to give it to the White Ranger again this time.
I think I'm going to give it to Trent.
Now,
this time.
When we do these, we rank them as one, but do each of these count separately?
The best and worst and MVPs count separately, yes.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to give it to the White Ranger again.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Trent. I really liked his stuff, especially because it definitely seems like he does not know what's happening, and he's playing that well.
Yeah, because he's not playing it like he's actively trying to fight it off. He's Trent. He's just very confused about why he feels the way he does.
Yeah, he just it's like he's sick. He's like he caught White Ranger, and now he doesn't. Sometimes he blacks out. And look,
yeah.
Last time I had the flu, I spent 5 days asleep. So like it happens, you know. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna give it to Trent. We don't have to rank it because again, it's part two. This is a Wednesday episode. Or a Friday. Who knows when this episode will actually go up. I'm just going to keep saying Monday and Friday episodes because when people listen to these later, like, they don't know, you know, like, they don't right. know it went up on a Tuesday.
Well, Monday and Friday, it just means one and two now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this would be a Wednesday.
This is a Wednesday episode. If this was a Tuesday episode, it would have been No Joke Tuesdays, and we would have cranked through it. So,
right.
So you're lucky we got the good Orbitz jokes in, I guess.
Lucky you. Good to hear us talk about Orbitz.
That's what puts butts in seats, Josh. I don't know if you know that. But that is going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday for this thrilling conclusion of the White Thunder Saga. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Someone just put up a video of them doing something in Clip Studio Paint, and the Sailor Moon theme song was in the background, and I'm going to have that stuck in my head for the rest of my natural life now.